This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government recommends President to call sessions of both houses of the Federal Parliament on the 8th of September. Health Ministry reports 2,195 corona recoveries in a single day in Nepal. 9 corona-related deaths confirmed yesterday. Annual meeting of the World Health Organization's Regional Executive Committee set to begin from the 6th of September. An Ethiopian military claims it has killed more than 5,600 members of the Tigray rebel forces it is fighting in the north of the country. Now the news in detail. The government has recommended President Vidyadevi Bhandari to call the sessions of both chambers of the Federal Parliament on the 8th of September. Prime Minister's personal secretary Bhanu Dewa said the cabinet meeting held at Balwatar yesterday recommended the President to call the House sessions at 4 p.m. on the 8th of September. Prime Minister Shabad Dewa has said that the civil administration would be made more systematic and efficient by bringing the Federal Civil Service Act at the earliest. Releasing a publication of Nepal Civil Servants Union on its establishment day yesterday, the Prime Minister said the government was serious to the welfare and security of civil servants. Saying the bureaucracy is the country's permanent government, the Prime Minister called upon the civil personnel to serve the citizens by being service-oriented, honest and impartial. The Prime Minister also expressed the confidence that the union would provide its organisational strength and assistance to provide services to the citizens remaining under the legal framework. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dewa honoured retired Secretary Gopinath Mainali with a shawl and a letter of appreciation. Also speaking at the programme, Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudal and leader Krishna Prasad Sitaula urged the entire civil servants to work honestly, saying the success of the government lied in their effective and prompt service. Home Minister Balkrishna Khan inspected the monsoon-induced disaster-hit areas in Sindhupalchok, Thanusa and Udaipur districts yesterday. Home Minister Khan visited Bilaka Municipality, Ward No. 8 in Udaipur district that was swept away by the monsoon-induced floods. Minister Khan also inspected disaster-hit places in Sindhupalchok and Thanusa districts yesterday itself. The Home Minister visited Helombu area, which is the source of Melamchi River, Chataraghat in Udaipur district, and areas swept away by Kamala River. Minister Khan assured that all the reconstruction works will be accelerated after the massive floods ravaged Melamchi Bazar area in Sindhupalchok. Furthermore, the Home Minister pledged to formulate appropriate plans to curb soil erosion in other disaster-hit districts. CPNUML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has claimed that his party will lead the government following the upcoming elections. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Oli said his party would garner majority due to its work for development and its stand for nationalism. He also clarified that his party did not need any coalition partners to win the elections. Additional 2,195 corona patients recovered in Nepal yesterday. This has pushed the recovery rate to 94.5%. The Ministry of Health and Population has also recorded 1,268 new corona infection cases yesterday. As per the ministry's update, 9 people died of corona infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 10,818. With decreasing rate of COVID infection in country, some local bodies have prepared to reopen school for physical classes. The annual meeting of the World Health Organization's Regional Executive Committee is set to be held in Kathmandu from 6th to 10th of September. The meeting will be attended by the Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros, WHO's Regional Director, Dr. Poonam Getrapal Singh, health officials and health ministers of the region, among others. The meeting will dwell on ways to bolster emergency preparedness and responses, expediting efforts on preventing and controlling non-communicable diseases. The meeting is also set to review the work progress of the earlier running health programs. Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary Dr. Prakash Sarmahat has said the government will maintain the same foreign policy with all friendly nations. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, Dr. Mahat said the foreign policy would be maintained, adopting a unified standard on the basis of mutual trust among the friendly nations. More than 66,000 foreign tourists entered Nepal in the first 8 months of the year 2021. As per the data provided by the Nepal Tourism Board, 66,966 foreign tourists visited Nepal from January to August. A total of 5,917 foreign tourists entered Nepal via air route in the month of August itself. According to the official data, 94,749 tourists had visited Nepal in the month of August in 2019 before the detection of COVID-19 infection in Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Taliban officials have broken up a demonstration by dozens of women in Kabul demanding rights following the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan. The group says the Taliban targeted them with tear gas and pepper spray as they tried to walk from a bridge to the presidential palace. It's the latest of several protests by women in Kabul and Herat. The women were calling for the right to work and to be included in the government. The Taliban say they will announce the makeup of their administration in the coming days. The Taliban have said women can be involved in government but not hold ministerial positions. The Ethiopian military claims it has killed more than 5,600 members of the Tigray rebel forces it is fighting in the north of the country. Conflict has been raging in Ethiopia since November, but the statement from the senior general of the Ethiopian army, Bacha Deble, gave no timescale for the casualties. Correspondents of the international media say they may be from recent battles. The army general said a further 2,300 rebels had been injured and 2,000 captured. The United Nations says millions of civilians face starvation due to the conflict. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is also likely to occur at some places of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 29.8 degrees Celsius and minimum of 19.2 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Government recommends President to call sessions of both houses of Federal Parliament on the 8th of September. Health Ministry reports 2,195 corona recoveries in a single day in Nepal. 9 corona-related deaths confirmed yesterday. Annual meeting of the World Health Organization's Regional Executive Committee set to begin from the 6th of September. An Ethiopian military claims it has killed more than 5,600 members of the Tigray rebel forces it is fighting in the north of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.